Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So if you're a broker and you're trying to identify who your target market is, who your ideal client is, and how to target them on social media, that's what we're going to be talking about in this episode. So this has been inspired by a message that I received recently from a client of mine, which said, I've had 9 people reach out to me through social media last week. 3 need a mortgage over 1 million. That is 1 million pounds. The exact customer we wanted, it was what we were targeting for. And they said 2 of those 1 million pound leads are going ahead this week. And as they've already found, I wish I had targeted this market sooner. So this got me thinking about an episode, because I posted that up on social media and lots of you actually messaged me and DM'd me saying, I want clients like that. How do I do that? And I just want to talk about a little bit of a few things we would do when it came to those type of clients. So the first thing to point out is, in that scenario, that's really positive that they're hitting their ideal client. And in that situation, what we did was we knew who we were trying to reach. So that's the first thing. So it's about thinking, who are you trying to reach? Now, everybody might want to work with million pound plus people, I'm sure. But that actually, for that client, it was very specific to what they do. They helped people in that scenario. They have done for a long time. And so it made sense to target those because their back book proved that's who they worked with. So their content was targeted towards it. So the whole thing in this stage one is knowing who you are trying to reach. So if you know who you're trying to reach, that makes your life significantly easier as an advisor, as a mortgage broker, as a mortgage expert. Because if you don't, you're just going to do the generic, I'm going to go for everybody. And then what happens is then people end up going for first-time buyers, which, again, nothing wrong with first-time buyers. I've spoken about at length in the past about why first-time buyers are not maybe the best niche. But realistically, knowing who you're trying to reach is vital. If you don't know, then your content, your marketing, and results like that, which is one of many results I have across the board with all my clients, is that it's all about making sure that you know who you're trying to reach. If you don't, you just literally blindfold throwing darts at a dartboard and you don't even know if you're facing the right way. So very important. The next thing then we focused on with that specific client, and this is something that I would recommend you look at too, is once you know who your ideal client is, when you create your content, craft your examples and all your content around them. Now, let me explain a little bit more in depth about this. So what I mean by this is, when you are talking about a specific property type or a house type or a specific deposit, so let's say, how much money do I need to in order to borrow? How much money do I need to earn in order to borrow to buy a house? Use the example of the type of client you want. So I see people do this all the time, where they'll make content and they'll go, oh, let's take the average income, 25,000, 2 people earning 25,000. If that's what you want, then that's great. There's nothing wrong with that, but that's what you're putting out there. People who earn 25,000. So if I see that as somebody who earns more than 25,000, or you know, anyone else sees that who earns more than 25,000, they're going to look and go, this person's only dealing with people who make 25,000. The reason why that post is on here now is, I work with clients who generate business over 1 million. That's the idea of it. You're putting it out into the world. So you want to do that with your examples. If you are using the average numbers, so the average household income, the average car payment, the average, then you're going to get the average client. But if you decided to, let's do, how can a car payment affect your mortgage, and you started talking about clients that potentially are driving Audis, BMWs, Mercedes, and their car payments are 700, 800 pound a month, Range Rovers. I've had clients when I was a broker that had that level of income, that was that level of expenditure, and I'm sure you have too. I worked in a very expensive place, let's say that. So like, it wasn't uncommon, that's the word, to see people with that type of income and those type of large car loans and those type of large payments. And that was something that, if I put that in my content, and if you put that in your content, that would reflect that. So if you're talking about, you've just got Mercedes on finance, it costs this much and this much, then you are instantly signaling to these people, I deal with people who have Mercedes on finance, who spend more on a car a month than most people spend on their mortgage. These are things that you might feel like, oh, I'm going to alienate, but you're not. You're going to just make people realize, actually, this person works with high level. Will you pick up lower level clients, like lower income clients as well? And yes, you will, of course, because people want to work with, it's like it goes up. People want to work with people who are better, but they don't want to work with people who are less. So for example, somebody who wants £1 million mortgage is not going to work with somebody who's dealing with 100 grand mortgages or 200 grand mortgages publicly, if that's for the public thing. But somebody who's dealing with a 100 grand mortgage would like to work with someone who's dealing with £1 million because they want best service. And so it's exactly the same thing. So focusing on that is quite important. So making sure your examples and your content reflect that are just couldn't tell you how important that actually is. And I see that all the time. If you're going to use examples of houses, show them. Do videos of them from the from Rightmove and say, look, this is the type of house that my average client would buy. It has a swimming pool. Or, by the way, this strategy doesn't always mean it has to be this amount of money. This could just be first-time buyers, and it's the ideal first-time buyer house if you're trying to target them. So think about that. And then the third thing to think about is make sure that you are on the platforms that they go on. So big mistake I see people make, and this is this idea of creating content on the platforms they like as opposed to platforms their audience and customers are on. Don't get sucked down this idea, and this is where TikTok comes in. Am I a fan of TikTok? Yes and no. I think TikTok's a really good platform. One of my friends, Glenn Russell, some of you will know Glenn very well, and me and Glenn are good friends, and he's a legend, and he's crushing it. But he's an exception, not the rule. And actually, the vast majority of people I speak to on TikTok aren't doing very well on TikTok. They get a lot of views, but they're not getting a lot of the ideal clients. And the reason is because maybe the clientele isn't the right clientele to what they're trying to reach. And if you're trying to go first-time buyers, you want to be doing that. Maybe that's the right place to be because of the age and the difference, and that's true. But if you're trying to, let's say, hit high net worth, maybe it's LinkedIn, maybe it's Instagram, maybe it's Facebook. It's a range of them. YouTube, massively growing. I can't tell you which one is right because this is the type of stuff that I advise people when we work and look at their data, look at their clients, look at what they're doing. We can then make an informed decision on which one is best. But realistically, you need to be thinking about that. So it all comes down to know who you're trying to reach, create content, create scenarios, examples that are sharing those situations and not the average situation, because you could be really doing yourself a disservice. And then from there, the final bit is very much just making sure that you're on the right platforms for these people. And if you do that, you will do well. I promise you, it's so much easier. And that's how you'll get the results that we've seen with things like this, where people are, where this client specifically is making a ton of money through social media. Anyway, if you enjoyed this show, be sure to subscribe and check out the Mortgage Marketing Blueprint, where I go through how to launch your brand on social media if you haven't already. Anyway, I'll see you tomorrow. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free Mortgage Marketing Blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then it would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.